Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Tying run at second, one down in the ninth. Pitch is driven into the gap in left center field. This is back, and it's going to tie the game. It bounces off the track and over the wall. Automatic double. Roman Anthony knots the game at four. Does he have stones or what?
Corners come in, first pitch. Laureano swings, bounces it over Bregman, drawn in at third in the left field. Bogarts to the plate. Anthony's throw not in time, and the Padres walk it off in 10. 5-4 the final on the very first pitch in the bottom of the 10th.
Listening to Arcan, the Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
It's your final hour here, final hour of the Arcan Show here on this Sunday, the 10th of August. Nice to have you with us here today. You can jump on the line at 617-779-7937. Zach, as you know, I'm on remote today, so I have not been looking at the text line, not to pull a KJ here, but if there's any good text that you feel like I need to know about, you can relay them to me, or you can just read them on the air. Don't be working blue here, of course, but yeah, I do like to try and respond, especially since it seems like now with the email, I was very surprised by all these emails I got. So we'll get to those in just a little bit. What I wanted to talk about, though, was Roman Anthony, who gaveth and tooketh away yesterday. In the second inning, he struck out with the bases loaded, and Red Sox don't capitalize there. And then in the ninth inning, off of one of the best closers in baseball, in Suarez over there on the Padres, he has a beautiful, beautiful swing and placed that ball about as perfectly in between the two outfielders as I've ever seen a ball get played. Like, it really split them down the middle, you know? Every once in a while, you just see one and you're just like, man, that's right where you want to hit that. That's exactly where you want that ball to go. And Anthony has just shown that he is so far ahead of most, you know, players his age in the majors, even guys that we've seen get fast-tracked to the majors lately, like your Hendersons and your Holidays and, you know, guys like that. Soto's, he's not ahead of Soto, but, you know, like guys like that who have been, you know, really just given this ticket punched right to superstardom. And Anthony's only been in the league a couple of months. You know, he's only been in the major leagues for 2 months. And despite that, he's put up very, very strong numbers. He's come up with big hits in big situations. He has elite plate discipline already. You can't deny that. You can say that maybe the power and the, you know, contact and exit velocity and all that other stuff, you know, exit velocity. What's the other one? The one where it's how high it goes?
Launch angle.
Launch angle. Thank you very much. The launch angle, all that stuff. You can nitpick all that and try and find out what's good and what isn't with him so far. But I think in terms of plate discipline, there is no question. He's an elite, got an elite eye at the plate. No question about that. He's good in the outfield, not great. He had no chance of throwing out Bogarts anyway, but still not a great throw at the end of that game. Not that I'm going to, you know, really get on him for that, but he's been good, not great in the outfield. I think he will get better. I think it's an area of his game that he can certainly improve and will improve. And I think that there's going to be more power and more sort of, you know, production at the plate as well to go along with the great eye that he has. And that this contract, I think, this contract extension for Roman Anthony, I think, in a couple of years is going to look like one of the best deals in baseball. And the Red Sox are going to be really proud of themselves for locking up this elite player and getting him at a bargain. And that's what kind of pisses me off about it. I hate to say it. That's what eats at me a little bit for a couple of reasons. The main one being, I just don't like how that is such, that is considered the reward. You know, we got this guy and he's going to be here and that's great. But the great day that what really makes this good, the reason why we did this the way that we did it. And they did this a little weird. You know, the Red Sox got a little shady with this. You know, this, Roman Anthony has an agent who Breslow knows very well and who the Red Sox know very well and have dealt with before. And he's been an agent for a million years. And, you know, it's not like he's some guy, but he's also not Scott Boras. He's not some hard ass who's going to, you know, file a grievance. But, you know, the Red Sox, John Henry got involved and went right to the player and told him, hey, we got a new offer for you. John Henry said, kid, keep an eye on your inbox there, kid. We got an email. We got an offer coming your way. And Breslow sends the offer to both Anthony and the agent so that Anthony can look at it, see the big 8 years, see the big $130 million with potential to get to $230 million. He can see all that. And he goes to the agent and he says, I want to do this. Let's get this done. They had talked in the spring. The Red Sox were talking with Anthony and his agent all spring, and they could not come to an agreement. They were far apart. And now they had decided to table discussions until the fall, which is generally how that works. If the Red Sox had just sent this offer to the agent, you don't know, maybe he wouldn't even got to Roman Anthony. You don't know that. And for the agent and for Anthony, there's money being left on the table here because this is going to keep him out of free agency for an additional 2 years. He'll be with the Red Sox an extra 2 years, making $17 million-ish dollars for sure. And if he wins the MVP like every single year and is the rookie of the year and an all-star every year and all these other things, then he could get it up to, you know, $30 million per year to $230 in total for the whole thing. But those are going to be very difficult benchmarks for him or for anybody in the history of baseball to hit. Willie Mays couldn't hit those benchmarks, you know? Like, those were wild.
That last year, the 2031 club option can be as high as, like, $52 million if he hits all the incentives, which he's obviously not going to, but...
If he's the MVP for seven consecutive seasons...
Yep.
Which would be a record, by the way. That would be... You would have to rename the trophy to the Roman Anthony thing. You know, they'd have to build a statue of Roman Anthony outside of Fenway Park if he's the MVP 7 years in a row. You kidding me? That would be insane if that happened. But either way... The deal got done. The Red Sox got what they wanted. Roman Anthony got what he wanted. The agent didn't really get what he wanted, but he's still doing fine. I mean, he's still making millions and millions of dollars. But Anthony, and I think people are sort of saying this and considering this just to be a 100% good thing because Anthony came out and said, I wanted this because this is where I want to be. I don't want to go anywhere else. I don't want to become a free agent. I don't want to think about it. I just want to be here in Boston. I love this team. I love this franchise. I love coming up through the system. I love all of my teammates, blah, 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 blah. Like, it's just, you know. He seemed like a guy who was in full control of all his functions. You know what I mean? Like, there's sometimes, occasionally you see like some kid come up from a third world country and it's his first time in America. It's his first time with running water. And, you know, they're out there and they're not sure what to do. They get offered a contract and they sign it just because, well, yeah, of course I'm going to sign it. That's not what's happening here. Roman Anthony's family is around, you know, like he's got a pretty good support. So he's got an agent, he's got all these things and he wanted to do this. So I think that's important. You know, that's an important aspect of all of this. But what I don't like about it, number one, is how proud the Red Sox are of themselves for saving some money on this potential future superstar. And what I also don't like is something that hasn't happened yet. So you can boo me for getting, you know, worked up about something that is all but hypothetical right now. But 4 years into this deal, let's say Roman Anthony is playing very well. Let's say that he's in the MVP conversation even for a couple of years, but doesn't win it. Let's say that he's an all-star every year. Let's say he's a silver slugger or a gold glover or whatever. You know, let's say he comes in second for the rookie of the year this year behind Kurtz, who's probably going to win it or whatever. You know, just that type of stuff. Let's say that he plays really, really well, but not well enough to hit these benchmarks. And all of a sudden, in 3 or 4 years, he's making $16 million. He's one of the better outfielders in the American League. and he's looking around at all these other guys, probably teammates of his even, who were, you know, older than him or maybe, you know, around his age, who were making more money than him because he decided to take this deal and couldn't quite hit those benchmarks because they're impossible freaking benchmarks. Doesn't that just scream? I mean, I know the agent right now really can't do anything about it, but down the road, don't you think? Don't you think there's a real possibility that 25 to 26-year-old Roman Anthony doesn't see the world the way that 21-year-old Roman Anthony does and decides, you know what, I'm really getting underpaid here. You know what, I'm trying to build my brand for myself and, you know, help this team win and all of that. And here I am killing myself and being productive and doing all these things. And meanwhile, they're going out and signing guys in free agency who are making four times what I'm making. You know, like, I could see that being an issue. I don't see how it couldn't be. Even a guy like Anthony, who I think has a pretty good head on his shoulders and understands, you know, the business of baseball. 4 years from now, 5 years from now, you're still going to have 3 years left on that deal. And if you hadn't hit that incentives, you are going to be getting severely underpaid. And you can only do that to somebody for so long, especially in a competitive field like professional sports, before they start feeling a type of way about it. That's all. And I don't know. I mean, for the Red Sox to just be so pleased with themselves for getting this done and for, you know, saving some money and not having to go, you know, the full Juan Soto route there by locking this guy up and giving these incentives that are very likely not going to get hit. I just, you know, I feel like they're setting themselves up for an inevitable, potentially ugly confrontation with an agent or with potentially the player or whoever, you know, and I just don't see why. I don't see why you would be so thrilled about that. It's great that Roman Anthony is going to be here, and I think he's going to be a great player, have a great career and all of that. But in doing this extension the way that you did and setting it up the way that you have, I feel like you've opened the door pretty wide open. It's not just like it's a jar. Like, you've opened the door pretty wide open here for there to be a potential issue down the line. And listen, Anthony's signing the contract. His eyes are wide open. No one's fooling him. No one's tricking him. Nothing like that. I'm not saying that that's happening. And I don't even think that he's dumb for doing this. But I do think that in 4 or 5 years, when he's in his mid-20s, 25, 26 years old, and he's getting paid $16 million while other outfielders who aren't nearly as good as him are making $32 million, he's going to be like, what the hell, guys? Let's get back to the drawing board here. Let's talk about this again. And John Henry's going to say, no, so sure. You can wait until the end of this contract just like we agreed. And then, you know, when it comes time to pay you $700 million or whatever it is he's going to want at the end of it, you know, we can see how we go in the bidding war with all the other teams out there, with the Mets and the Yankees and the Dodgers and the Padres and the Phillies and all these other teams out there. We'll see. Maybe we'll win the bidding war. Maybe we won't. But, you know, like, that's what I feel like is getting set up for here. Hopefully, in the meantime, they win a lot of World Series and it's not a big problem, but it is something that just happens to be on my radar. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll continue with your phone calls here. Let's start with John in Melrose, who has a alternative thought on the Anthony deal. Go ahead, John.
Hi, I just think the dude is 21. He secured himself $150 million, which is generational money. And he did that, and he's going to be 29 coming out of a new contract. This is a no-brainer to me. I would have took that money.
No-brainer
in
for him.
Second. He could blow his ACL tomorrow.
Absolutely.
And now he's good. You know, now he's good. He did that at 21. Why take the risk? There's a lot of risk. Everybody's saying bet on yourself. How do you bet on your health? That's all I have. How do you bet on your health? That's
John,
out of your control.
I think every athlete in the history of professional sports has to bet on their health every single time they step out on the field. I think that's a part of it. I mean, that's a big part of the whole thing. You know, Tom Brady never got hurt, except for that 1 year, I guess, in 2008. But other than that, he was out there every single time. You don't get
guys like
that.
Imagine if he didn't sign a contract. You know what I mean? Imagine if, you know, his contract was up that year. Maybe things would have been different.
Okay, maybe, John, but also Tom Brady very famously took team. Hold on, John, just wait a second. Tom Brady took very, very famously took a lot of team-friendly deals over his 20 years with the Patriots. So that's not quite, you know, like, you can say he kept getting paid, but he also was taking less money than Peyton Manning and Drew Brees and a lot of Aaron Rodgers and all these other guys. And, you know, it was partially because of the way the Kraft and Belichick like to, you know, assign value to different players. But it also, I think, was because Tom Brady was aware of the fact that as a sixth-round pick, you know, he wanted there to be good teams around him, and there was maybe a little bit of that too. But it's just, that doesn't happen very often. That doesn't happen very often where a guy out of the goodness of his heart decides to take less money.
No, I agree. You're picking an outlier too, in a way, right?
Sure.
I just think, like, again, I mean, I'm a normal person who just works for normal money, okay? You know what I mean? I make like 150 grand a year, and I'm really happy.
Whoa! Normal guy. Hey, wow. Big flex. Big flex by John and Melrose.
Not a big flex. I'm not trying to flex, I swear. But I mean, like, I can't imagine, like, someone saying who took $150 million guaranteed. I can't. You know what I mean? I can't imagine.
Right. No, John, listen, thanks for the call. John, I appreciate you checking in. Thanks for the call. And I hear what you're saying. But you said, well, he's 21 years old getting all this money. Right. In 4 years, he's going to be 25 years old, making considerably less than other people who do the same job as him and probably don't do it as well. And that's when you start running into problems. Like, yes, at 21, $130 million looks like all the money in the world. Of course, it looks like all the money in the world to you and me. Even you with your big fancy paycheck over there, John and Melrose. Brag. But, you know, either way, that's all relative. That's all relative to the job you do and the tax bracket that you're in and the quality of life that you've become accustomed to and sort of everything else. And Roman Anthony, in 4 years, if he's getting severely underpaid, yeah, at 21, this is a great idea for him. Sure it is. Yeah, I'll sign for whatever. I'm making $16 million. It's more money than he's ever seen in his life. His whole family's probably ever seen in their life. Although I don't know about that, but either way. So, you know, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about in a couple of years. I'm talking about when he's 25, when he's 26, and he's making still 16, 17 million. He's not quite hitting his incentives because they're impossible to hit, but he's playing well, and guys who aren't as good as him are making more money. That's when you run into trouble, and that's a common thing. Not just in bets, common thing in every sport. Paul is in Westfield. Hi, Paul.
Hey, good afternoon, Chris. It's been a while. How are you, bud?
Good, Paul. What's up?
Hey, I got to, before I answer the question and about the money, you're saying you hit all the points. He's going to get $17 million for 4 or 5 years, and at 25, 26, yeah, much. However, he has that money lined up, let's say $20 million a year, live in Florida, no taxes, income. So that's, you know, it's $40, $60 million that he has now. And to make your point clearer, that 25 or 26-year-old, he may fall off the ledge. He may get injured. He may get traded. At that point, when they make that deal, he has his first year at, let's say, how big of a difference are we talking? Like 25, 30 million a year for someone like him?
I could see that. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, by that point in his career, in his prime, yeah, that's probably what we're talking about. And probably more than that, even. He could be like a $40 million per player here, Paul. Like, that's not out of the question in 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. Imagine, think. That's yin and yang, the risk reward. They're
sure
giving him all that money now and hoping he's there at 25, 26. And that guy who's getting that 30, 40, he's got to stay there and maintain it. You know, remember, it's a process. And you know how they backload contracts, the second tier and all that? I think as an owner, if you had your millions and your family's life invested, you would want the angle where you're more protected. Like, I appreciate you defending them. You joke about they've never seen running water, so they'll take anything. It's not that. Well, thank God. But at the same time, like you said, he did take the deal. But Christian, I got to ask this real quick. Last week, you did a show where you hit on so many points that caused us, I don't know where to start, but I know I can end it with this point. When Christian said that the lawsuits is why they stopped using smelling salts to wake him up and send him back out there, that's a powerful statement and a point. So, Christian, I'll end you with this question. If you learned a trade secret from them, like, say, a cure for cancer that wasn't some schleppy thing that they could buy off, a real instant cure, and then something goes down between you and them, you don't backstab and betray them and sue them. You work and use that to their advantage. You know what I mean?
Okay, Paul, I'm not sure totally what you meant there, but thanks for the call. I think I get it, but I don't know. I don't want to get into that right now. We're talking Roman Anthony. We got a bunch of Roman Anthony calls on the line here. I was going to take a quick Red Sox break and talk about Joe Mazzulla, but Roman Anthony has struck a chord with a lot of people out there. I just want to say, if you want to call in and yell at me, I like this extension. I love it for the Red Sox, and I think that Roman Anthony right now has got to be on top of the world. He should be. Here's the thing. I think Roman Anthony is going to be a great player in the league. I don't know if he's going to be the MVP 8 years in a row, but my projection for him is that he is going to be an all-star caliber, top of the line outfielder in this league, in the American League certainly, and then the whole league very, very soon. He may be getting there already, but by the time he's like 23, I think you're going to be, you know, looking at him as one of the great players in baseball. All right, that's my hope, and that's just sort of where I project them. I'm not alone. A lot of people do. That's how you get to be the number one prospect in baseball. It's people thinking you're going to be good. And the Red Sox have done a good thing here, okay? A little shady with the whole thing with the agent, circumventing the agent, but whatever, it's not against the rules. No one's filed a grievance, and the Red Sox got their guy, and their guy got paid. So but if you want to call in and yell at me because I'm nitpicking certain things about it and what may happen down the road, then, you know, listen, we can discuss it. But I do want to just be on the record saying I like this deal a lot, and I think it was a great deal for the Red Sox. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Quick break. Here is Zach Coe. I'll get you caught up on what's trending, and we'll get back to your Roman Anthony calls next.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, speaking of Roman Anthony, he was almost the hero last night. He ripped a game-tying double in the ninth for the Red Sox, but that wasn't enough. They fell to the Padres 5-4 in 10 innings. It was a rough start for Lucas Giolito. He went just 4 2/3, allowing 4 earned on 5 hits, walking 6 and striking out 1. Sox will look to take the series from the Padres in this afternoon's rubber match. Brian Baio gets the start opposite Dylan Cease for the Padres. You can hear coverage of that one right here on WEEI. And across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Coverage starts at 3:10 with Dan Ball on the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Mike Monaco will have the call of the game. First pitch from Petco Park at 4:10. Elsewhere around the AL playoff picture, the Yankees beat the Astros 5-4, Mariners beat the Rays 7-4, and the Dodgers beat the AL East leading Blue Jays 9-1. Red Sox currently trail the Jays by 3 games for that top spot in the AL East. Patriots preparing for week 2 of the preseason after Friday's 48-18 beatdown of the Commanders. They head to Minnesota on Wednesday for a pair of joint practices with the Vikings ahead of their second preseason game on Saturday afternoon against those same Vikings. My name is Zach Coe, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com. More Christian Arcan show coming up after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Covering Boston sports and beyond, we're back to Christian Arcan on WEEI.
As we know, in this game, it takes a team. And, you know, it took a team to get this done, and I couldn't think of a better city to play in for the next 8 to 9 years of my life, and I'm super excited. I want to thank, you know, all the fans who show up every day and continue to support us regardless of the outcome. It's truly just a special place to play and a special place to show up every single day. So I couldn't be more excited for this and couldn't be more thankful for everyone in this room and everyone who's helped me get here today.
Roman Anthony, after he signed his extension, it's Christian Arcan here. You got me for another half hour or so. Then I'll hand the baton over to Dan Ball. You get 2 hours of him, and then you get Red Sox pregame. Red Sox and the Padres finishing off this series. Another rubber game here for the Red Sox. I don't know what their record is in rubber games. I knew this at one point, but that was like a month or so ago. Can you look that up for me, Zach, what their record is in rubber games? They had a pretty good record, I know, up until like June. But I'm not sure. I haven't kept up with that stat as much lately. So we'll see. We'll see how they end up going tonight, or today, I should say. It's Brian Baio, and it's Dylan Cease. Dylan Cease, who could have been a Red Sox. Dylan Cease could be a back-end starter on this Red Sox team right now. That was what they were really banging down the Red Sox door trying to do, trying to get Jarren Duran. And they were offering up Dylan Cease and a catching prospect and another prospect, and I'm glad they didn't make that trade. I'm glad they didn't. I don't think Dylan Cease is that good. He's had good years, but he's not having a good year now. And Jarren Duran, I just, you know, there's conversations I would have had for certain players where I would have been okay with moving on from Duran. I know that's not a popular take, but if the Twins wanted, you know, Duran for Joe Ryan, I would have done that. You know, there's other pitchers out there. Paul Skeens for Jarren Duran, you'd do that, obviously. But there's not a lot of them. It's not a lot. Even with the fact that they have an excess of outfielders, there's not a lot of guys out there that you would feel great about trading Jarren Duran for. That being said, I was still open to doing it. I still would have done it if it meant you could bring in another ace pitcher who was cost-controlled or someone that wasn't cost-controlled but that you could have paid in the offseason, which is another thing that annoys me with the whole discourse about the Red Sox and, you got to get cost-controlled pitchers. No, you freaking don't. All right? You don't have to get cost-controlled pitchers. You can get a guy who's a rental, and then you can extend him. Or you can sign him in the offseason or something. It's not that hard. People do it all the time. All right? Cost control is great. But why is that always the number one thing at the top of the chalkboard? Like, why does that have to be priority number one with this team all the time? Even with someone like Roman Anthony. Yeah, you want to have Roman Anthony here, but they weren't going to go crazy with an offer. You know, they weren't going to have him paid like one of the best outfielders in the league. And they shouldn't have either, by the way. He's only been in the league for 2 months. But they wanted to keep him around. And they wanted to do it on their terms, and the only way they were able to do it on their terms was to go around the agent and go behind the back and talk to Anthony directly, and he ended up saying, listen, all the right things. You just heard it right there. He talked about how special this team is, this organization, the franchise. He is very well versed in talking to the media and talking to fans and sort of getting his message out there and having it land. You know, like some people just are naturally good at that. Jeter was naturally good at that, even though he didn't really say much. Brady, you know, all these guys. There's guys out there who just have a knack for being able to say the right thing and say what people want to hear at the time when they want to hear it. And I think that this is genuinely how he felt. I don't think that Anthony was putting on anything there. He just got a huge payday, and that's great. But, again, that's not what I'm talking about here. I'm not talking about what 21-year-old Roman Anthony thinks about this deal. I'm talking about what 25- and 26-year-old in his prime Roman Anthony thinks of the deal, what numbers he's going to be putting up at that point, which I think are going to be stellar, and how he's going to feel about the fact that he's getting substantially underpaid in this hypothetical where he's outperforming these other outfielders who are all making more money than him, and he signed up for this thing for 8 years. That's all. 617-779-7937. Let's continue with this conversation, though, with Joe, who is in Lincoln. Lincoln where? Lincoln, Mass? Lincoln, Rhode Island? Lincoln, New Hampshire? Joe, which Lincoln we talking
about? Well, Lincoln, Mass, although I'm not there anymore, but when I first started calling.
Got it. What's up, Joe?
Well, I want to fight with you, Christian, because I totally disagree. What I really hope is that Christian is that he really has a sense of proportion. Roman Anthony has a sense of proportion, and that he understands that, you know, that whatever that he's making, $10 million, $15 million, that might be just enough money. Having $30 or $40 million is not going to make him any happier, and the fact that he's, you know, it's settled is good. I mean, this comparison of salaries, it's ridiculous. And I don't understand why that's everybody gets so upset about that. He's not sure.
Because they're competitive athletes, Joe. I mean, that's the way it is. It's not even just something that happens in sports, in any industry.
Be competitive on the field.
Sure.
Why do you have to be competitive in terms of the money?
Well, first of all, because they all have agents who get a cut of the money they make, and they all want to get paid more, too. But aside from that, it's because it's a sign of...
That's the real reason.
You don't think these athletes want to get paid, Joe? Come on. Don't be ridiculous. Of course they do. They want to be the highest paid player in the league. Why wouldn't they?
Because you're talking about the competitive instinct, not whether they actually need this friggin' money. It's that part that really upsets me. It's obscene amounts of money. I'm old enough to remember back when we would scream when a guy was getting $200,000 a year. You know, I mean, sure. So it's really relative.
Joe, I mean, it's a brave new world. Thanks for the call, but it's a brave new world out there. Guys are getting paid obscene amounts of money. That's just the way of sports. It's the way of baseball for sure, because all that money's guaranteed. All these guys get guaranteed contracts in baseball. And this isn't some new thing. I remember when A-Rod got that big contract from the Rangers, everybody crapped their pants. It's like nothing. It's like nothing compared to this. And as far as, you know, Anthony, he probably does have a pretty good understanding of, you know, the world and money and all that other stuff. And that's all well and good. And when you're 21 years old and someone offers you that much money, of course it seems like all the money in the world. But, you know, Joe, I don't know what sort of business Joe's in, but if you were doing a job and getting paid one-fourth of what someone else who does the same job as you was making, whether that's $50 million or whether it's, you know, $60,000, you're still going to be pissed off by that. That's just the way it is. You know, that's just the way the world works. That's the way people are wired. I'm sorry. Unless Roman Anthony's mother freaking Teresa, then I'm not sure that what you're saying is realistic. I just don't, you know? And that's no diss on the kid either. I think that that's a perfectly normal and natural way of looking at things, especially when you're a professional athlete. But that's just the thing I see coming down the road here with this deal, potentially. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm completely wrong. Let's try Joe, who is in Naples, Florida. Another Joe. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, I'm all in favor of the deal from both Roman Anthony's side and the Red Sox.
Okay.
If you think about it, how long would they have been able to tie up his rights before he could get free agency?
Six years from now. He'd be here for six more years now. That's two of them are going to be – he's going to be here two additional years than he would have been if they had just gone through arbitration until his free agency.
Okay, so he's getting front-end money now. Mm-hmm. And if he decides he's underpaid, he can always do the old Koufax Drysdale deal.
True. I mean,
I'm not coming to camp unless you hit me. And also, when he signed it, the other thing, I'm thinking Tony Conigliaro, I'm thinking Mo Vaughn, I'm thinking Mickey Mantle when he was a kid and blew out his knee.
Yep.
So he's covered. The kid is covered, but he has the out to come back for more later.
Mm-hmm. But listen, Joe, just for the record, what I'm concerned about is the Drysdale Koufax. That's exactly what I'm concerned about, is that Anthony's going to come back at 25, 26 years old and say, you know what, I'm not coming to camp this year until you guys make me a real offer and give me something that puts me on level with these other outfielders. I'm not showing up. And again, he doesn't strike me as the type of kid that would do that, but you're saying, well, you can always just do that. I don't want that to happen, that's all.
No, nor do I want that to happen, but I also am factoring in the kid's got nothing. He's now set for God knows how many generations of his grandkids and grandkids.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. Worst case, he gets hurt, he's covered. Best case, he plays up to the contract. They've got to come back to him, or if he says, I'm doing the Koufax Drysdale, the Sox have got him under control for a trade to a new team for sign and trade. Mm-hmm. I think it's a win-win for everybody.
If he gets traded, I don't think that's a win-win. Thanks for the call, Joe, and thanks for checking in. You know, I agree with most of what you said there, but what you're talking about is what I'm worried about. I'm worried about the Koufax Drysdale thing. I'm worried about him saying, hey, this is BS. I'm getting really ripped off here. I thought this was great 5 years ago, 4 years ago, but now I understand that, you know, I'm seeing all these other bums out there who just happen to hit free agency at the right time, and meanwhile, I decided to lock up, and now this is, you know, this is kind of BS here. And yes, it's generational money. All that's true. But I don't think you can apply that to professional athletes. It's the same. It's a market scale, just like anything else, you know, just like any other industry, any other thing. Like if you feel as though you're undervalued and you're getting underpaid and you can statistically back up the fact that you're getting underpaid with, you know, real numbers, which you get in the professional sports, then that's just, you know, I mean, that's just the way of the world. I don't think this is controversial. Honestly, I don't. 617-779-7937. How about George in Rhode Island? Hi, George.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I can't believe all these I hear all these Reds, so-called Red Sox calling about saying about always criticizing and saying that they're like, for instance, Giolotto, mm-hmm. whatever the name is, the pitcher.
Giolotto, you got it. Yep.
Saying he sucked, and he doesn't suck. He was a good. He's been a very good pitcher, and he said, he sucked. And, like, people have got to be more positive. And, look, if we take today's game, we'll take 2 out of 3. We're winning a series.
Absolutely.
I'm not worried about it. So,
all right.
So we lost one game last night. Big deal.
Yeah, big deal. Thanks,
George. That's my opinion.
Thanks for checking in. George, what a ray of sunshine you are. Giolito was pitching very well until he had that meltdown. I mean, I thought he looked good. You know, he was striking guys out. I thought he was sharp for the most part. And then, boy, and he C.B. Buckner is just a terrible umpire. I mean, he really is. But I'm not going to blame that all on him. It's a very inconsistent strike zone. I thought he was getting squeezed a little bit. I thought the Padres relievers are getting squeezed a little bit, too. But either way, you can't walk that many guys. You can't throw wild pitches with guys the bases loaded. You know, it's just you can't do that stuff. And Giolito knows that, or as Jordan Rylan says, Giolotto certainly knows that. I anticipate he'll come back out. He'll be better next time. Is he pitching in the Houston series? I think not, right? Or maybe
he won't be.
He won't be. Okay, yeah. So that's a good thing, I think. You know, there's a lot of good left-handed bats in that Houston lineup. I just assume Giolito will miss it if he's got something going on. And we'll see what happens next time around. I'm interested in seeing what Bale looks like in this game. This is a big game for both teams. And both teams have been the hottest two teams in baseball, I'd say, lately. Or right up there. Seattle's got to be up there, too. But, you know, in the big picture, like the last, you know, 3 weeks, it's the Red Sox and it's the Padres. They've both been killing it lately. And this is, I think, going to be a very, very big game. I think this is a big game for both sides. And for the Red Sox, listen, a loss tonight isn't the end of the world, for sure. But to lose a series like this and to have some of those old problems rear their heads again last night against a quality team like the Padres. You know, these are the type of playoffs. This is the caliber of teams you're going to be facing. Win today would be real nice. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Let's see. Well, let's go ahead. I'll save the emails for the last segment. Let's blow through the rest of the calls. Ralph is in Cranston. Go ahead, Ralph.
Hey, Christian. Look, this is something new to me, and I love the business end of sports. Now, this is the fifth player that they have tied up long-term,
yes.
A lot of money. And is this a new – and, Christian, where is it going to go from here? Because this is fairly new. I mean, what they're doing, they're getting players with no proven background. I mean, it really works with Grouchet. We know that. We hope it works. You know, we hope they don't find that Anthony can't hit a curveball. We don't know.
Crochet's got a lot more of a background. I'd say Crochet has more of a background than Anthony or Rafaela or Bayo. Maybe you could say had a little bit more when he signed his. But yeah, sure.
But Christian, what I'm saying is that, I mean, will this deter them from signing big free agents and saying, look, we've got all these guys locked up. This is where we're spending our money. You know, and I don't know where it is, but I mean, are other teams going to do it? To me, this it's unique, but I got to see. Like, I didn't like the Campbell signing. I don't like Campbell yet. You know, we don't know if Sedan is worth the kind of money it is. And Bale has been pitching well, but you're tying these guys up long term. Are they even Christian? Are they hot at a deal now with these long term contracts? If they're not really, really good players, I don't know, but it's interesting.
They'll be thanks for the call, Ralph. They'll be tougher to deal if they suck. I mean, anybody's tough to deal if they're no good. But if you have a young cost-controlled pitcher like Bayo, or you know, a young cost-controlled outfielder like Rafaela, who starts to become like a budding superstar in the league, then yeah, they become more difficult to trade for because they become more valuable, right? Like you can ask a lot more for guys like that. For a guy like Bayo to trade a young cost-controlled pitcher like Bayo, you can ask for the moon, like the Twins were doing, like the White Sox last year with Crochet were doing, like Joe Ryan, you know, like all that stuff. That's where that value comes from. Let's try Ryan in Boston. Hi, Ryan.
What's up? I can't benefit you. Hope all is well. Hey, I'm sure, I don't know if you remember, but I've called you guys multiple times back when you were on two previous shows. I'm so done with the Cora experience. I understand he's been a little bit better. I understand the team's starting to play a lot better. That's all hunky-dory. But last night, I legitimately thought my TV was frozen. You guys standing there staring at Giolito. The guy's sweating up there. He's struggling. He walks three straight, and then he still doesn't even have somebody warming up in the pen. Listen, I know it's one game, but you had that team on the ropes early. Yeah. And it's a rubber match now. You could have gone out there, and you wasted the pen anyway. I know you were trying to conserve it because you get this other series coming up with the Astros, but you did it anyway. You should have pulled them earlier, and then you got a fighting chance. To me, I'm just saying, I never agree with the extension, and here we are. But thanks for taking my call. Hope all is well.
Thank you, Ryan. Thanks for checking in. Ryan in Boston, always good to hear from him, and you're right. You had Mats for an inning and two-thirds. You had Hicks for an inning and two-thirds, and he was better last night for sure. Chapman came in and pitched with a tie game, and then Whitlock, first pitch, gets knocked in there. But, yeah, I mean, listen, Giolito, that was ridiculous. I'm watching him try and throw a strike, and he just can't get one over, or he does, and Buckner calls it a ball. And Cora's just sitting there, you know? It's like, you know, have a nice nap there, Alex. Like, come on, let's get moving a little bit. You know, this guy's out there, he's sweating like, right. Giolito was out there sweating like Richard Nixon, too. All everyone's talking about is how great the weather is in San Diego, and oh, there's this beautiful breeze and blah, 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 blah. And Giolito's out there, and it's like, oh, you'd think he was in Death Valley. Let's go to Ethan and Natick. You get the last word here before the break. Go ahead, Ethan.
Yeah, I called when you were talking about the Roman Anthony deal. I don't really hate it for right now. I mean, I think if he gets, like, pissed, like, in 5 years, I think the first person to go is his agent. I mean, like, it was a really team-friendly deal here. Like, in 5 years, like you said, Silver Slugger, perennial MVP candidate. Like, I think the problem is if he becomes, like a Scott Barrows guy. Like,
Boris guy.
Like, and he's, like, Boris, yes, I apologize. Yes. And he, like, wants all this money. I think, like, it sort of depends. Like, if he's still with his agent, who honestly probably should get fired, but he like decides to fire him, I think that's cause for concern. But like right now, I mean, he seems like a really happy guy, really team friendly guy. But I mean, I think if he does ask this money, I think John Henry has to think to himself, like, do I want another like Mookie Betts situation where I just don't pay the guy and then he goes off to like a Dodgers and like does really well. But I think like if he stays with this agent or if he goes to Boris, like I think that's the real like cause for concern. But right now he's on this team friendly deal. And like he seems happy, but like you said, in 5 years, like if he's unhappy, becomes a Boris guy, I think that's like cause for concern, like you said.
Yeah. All right, Ethan, thanks for the call. And I would just say I don't think Anthony has any leg to stand on if he wants to fire his agent, because his agent probably didn't like this deal. His agent probably told him, don't sign this. You know, he probably I'm sure that the agent told the team, if you want to make another offer, you send it to me. And unless it's way better than these offers you were giving me in the spring, don't even bother. And I think this is probably better than those spring offers. I would guess they are. I couldn't tell you 100%. But any agent worth a lick would tell you, yeah, this is way under market if you think this guy's going to be as good as you're projecting him out here with all these incentives. If you think this is going to be an MVP candidate and he's going to do this, this, and this, then yeah, you're really lowballing him here. And the fact that they went to Anthony directly and circumvented the agent kind of absolves the agent from blame as far as I'm concerned, because Anthony got that email. He went to the agent. He said, sign this. I want this. Do this, do this, do this. And what's the agent going to say? No. You know, he did what Roman wanted. And so I don't think that blaming him for that makes a lot of sense. But, you know, you never know. You never know what these pro athletes, how they're thinking, what they think about things. A lot of them don't like taking accountability for stuff. And again, this is not meant to be personal towards Roman Anthony. That's just something I've noticed in my experience dealing with pro athletes over the years. Not all of them, some of them, but nothing's ever their fault. Anyway, 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll come back. I want to read some listener emails right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you missed any part of the show,
or to have it delivered to your phone daily,
subscribe to The Christian Arcan Show on the Odyssey app.
Or wherever you find your podcasts.
The Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
All right, we have a couple of minutes left here. Then I will be passing the baton over to Dan Ball, who will pick it up and take it all the way to San Diego for Red Sox and Padres pregame, which will be beginning at 3:10 right here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. I didn't plan on having this as a segment, as you know this, Zach. I emailed you my show outline for today. I had a different segment planned for the end here. I wanted to talk a little bit about Joe Mazzulla, but instead I got all these emails this week. And I thought, you know, I'll read the emails, because I don't get emails that often. If you want to email me a question or something that you want me to read on the air, discuss on the air, you can do that at christian.arcand@odyssey.com. And that's Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You've heard me spell it a billion times. But if you want to, if you have a quiet, you want to do something like this, then go ahead. And I don't know what suddenly brought on this surge of emails. I don't know where these emails and these questions all came from. It's like people just discovered me recently. Been on the air in the city a little while, but either way, it doesn't matter. So I'm going to read some of these emails because I feel like these are questions that people want answered. Number one is from James in Sudbury, who says, Arcand, why are Jones and Keefe in the Dong Report intro? And they are, if you've heard it, in the Dong Report on Thursday nights. The first two bars of the Dongs Are Back in Town, that's Jones and that's Keefe. And the reason why I ask them to be a part of the Dong Report open is because they are the original Dong Fathers. Jones and Keefe and Jay Deere, shout out to him, back over at the other station a long time ago, invented the Dong Report. They came up with it. I did not come up with the Dong Report, and I hope everyone understands that I'm not trying to take credit as though I did. I did the Dong Report for 5 years with Jones, five-ish years with him, and we took it to new heights, obviously. And I'm happy to continue with the Dongs, but that's the reason. I wanted them to be in the open. I wanted them to be a part of it. It's not like I get to cross over with those guys or anything else. And since they started it, I wanted them to have some agency in the intro and people to hear that and know that they were a big part of why the Dong Report even exists. They are the reason the Dong Report even exists. Okay, Will in Brookline says, Arcand, are you going to admit that you were wrong about the Patriots? No. After one preseason game? No, of course not. You think I'm going to start saying that now, yeah, they're a playoff team because they had a very nice win? That was a very nice win, by the way. I don't want to undercut what I was saying earlier about the Henderson touchdown or the offense or anything else. That was a nice win. That's a 40-point total that they haven't even had in the preseason for 62 games. So, listen, I saw Evan Lazard say that. I pounced right on it. 62 game, not breaking 40 points. That's pathetic. So I'm glad that they're doing that. But I'm not going to admit I was wrong yet at all. I still see them as a 5-7 win team, maybe max. That's what I'm thinking here for this Patriots team. I hope I'm wrong. I'd love to be wrong. I'd love for this season to be a real season. But that's sort of where I'm at right now. Donnie in Dorchester says, Arcand, what do you think of the Sydney Sweeney ad? This is like a big political topic now, isn't it? The Sidney Sweeney. If you're chronically online like I am, you're seeing all these, everyone's mad because Sidney Sweeney is wearing jeans or whatever it is that she's doing. And I got to be honest with you. I saw the ad. I didn't think anything of it other than that it was kind of a funny pun. Sidney's got great jeans, you know, she's wearing jeans. I get it. Yeah, she also genetically is very gifted, I would say, in many ways. But now there's this whole thing where it's like, yeah, now hot women are back, and that's a new thing because Trump's the president. It's like, what are you talking about? Like, I remember when Obama was the president, Kate Upton was on the cover of Sports Illustrated every single year for like 5 years, and she's pretty blonde and pretty good looking. And I don't remember there being this outcry about, oh well, you know, and when the left is in charge, there's no hot girls anymore. Like, I do not understand that. As far as the ad. I don't know anybody who has a problem with it. I've not heard anybody say they had a problem with it. I haven't even actually seen anyone online where I am all the time. I haven't seen anyone online actually say that they had a problem with the ad. So I'm not sure exactly who it is that's got a problem with this ad or what the problem is that they have with it. But I think it's all very bizarre commentary that is coming out of all sides of the political spectrum here. And finally, the last email I want to read, and again, if you want to email me, you can do it at christian.arcand@odyssey.com. The last email I want to read here is from Dustin in Lexington, who asked me, Arcand, what is the best animal video that you've seen lately? You know me, I love my animal videos, and I talk about them all the time. I watch nature shows, Planet Earth, big into that stuff. The best one I've seen recently, a bear breaks into a house, and this little Pomeranian chases the bear away out of the house. Little tiny dog. Maybe the size of the bear's paw. Tremendous. Stick around. Dan Ball is next. He will have you for the next 2 hours. Then he'll have you for Red Sox pregame. Red Sox and the Padres coming your way. Don't touch the dial. Leave it right here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. Zach Coe, great job. I'm Christian Arcand. I'll talk to you tomorrow night at 6 o'clock right here on WEEI. Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.